All right, so after watching the series Akudama Drive, I gotta let you guys know that this is possibly going to be one of the best anime series of the fall of 2020, okay? The series actually reminds me of a game called Cyberpunk, which is coming out later on this year of the 19th of November 2020. And the whole world just reminds me, even just to compare it to something as of Blade Runner 2049. We get introduced to a couple of characters which, to be honest, I didn't really get to catch their names, mainly because I don't think their names really popped up. It just kind of just said that they were wanted and they had a certain amount of years that they had to be sentenced by due to the kind of corruptions that they were involved with. The main character that we was kind of introduced to was to a female who happens to be an ordinary girl, and she just had finished work basically. She goes down the street of Kansai, and I would assume that she's going home from her long day of work. She saves a cat, which a car was about to hit. And if you had seen closely by the episode, it seemed as though the car couldn't get past the road onto the pavement, which goes to show that the world is very technological and has advanced quite far into civilization, to the point where, yes, there's flashing lights, and yes, there is holographic technology systems around the world, but the world in total as an environment has also kind of downgraded, as this was shown by the girl who wanted to go get takoyaki from one store and there was like rubbish all over the place. The world is really dark, and so you can really play it off as a world which has gone down in terms of community and in terms of environment. Like, it's just really messed up, and this includes the people as well who go against the community of the city. Now, each of them live a different life, and an Akudama is someone who seems to be a rebel of society, or I would say a criminal, and they have a level of rank which tells us how dangerous they are, going from I believe D rank to S rank. The girl that we were introduced to, I believe, is just an ordinary girl, but she has taken up the mantle of a swindler, someone who deprives another person of money or possessions. So basically, the reason why she's taken up the mantle of swindler was because she met someone who was an Akudama who was also getting takoyaki, and he is also one of the main people who is also a protagonist within the story. And
she was taken to the police station
because she didn't want to use the money that fell out of this man's pocket to pay for the takoyaki that she wanted for herself also. Now, because of the situation that was put in front of her, due to the Akudama being messaged by an unknown person or unknown source willing to pay them 100 million if they had gone and rescued another Akudama who is doing practically life for 999 years due to the amount of heads he has cut off, named Cutthroat. On the way to saving this Akudama, she was caught up in the middle of it because she wanted to go and save another cat. Now, this cat was a black cat, very different from the ordinary cat on the road of Kansai, and had seemed to be the main person behind everyone gathering together. At first, because she was in the wrong place at the wrong timing, she was meant to get offed by everyone who was involved. It makes the mission much more successful. Less witness, less evidence. So that was what they were going for. But she also decided to swindle them. And from swindling them, she was also now involved with the rescuing of Cutthroat. Altogether, there is three males and two females, which were mainly the main people who came to rescue Cutthroat, besides the ordinary girl. All of them seem to have their own form of professionalism in their area, especially this character who seems to enjoy fighting. A very, very one-on-one, dumb-witted character, you may call, because of how brutal and how one-way thinking his strategy is in terms of getting situations completed. Now, as they've come towards an end of saving Cutthroat, it seems to me as though everyone besides this female, who is an ordinary girl, has some form of past life that has drawn into this kind of work. This is a new world for the ordinary girl, and so being a swindler is what I would believe she will have to decide to be a professional in this area of work in order to survive. At the end, a bomb is planted on all their necks, which also includes one of the surviving security guards, and he attempts to take it off, but his head blows up. This goes to show that if they want to survive, they are going to have to work together and not try to cross the boundaries or the lines of what this mysterious cat has in order for them. Akuma Drive is definitely something I would tell you guys to go watch. I've been surprised by the amount of action actually that was involved in just this first episode, and I'm not gonna lie to you, it's actually drawn me in. If you guys don't like CG, okay, I will tell you to be careful because there is some CG in this, but not as much as you would think, okay? Maybe in the first 2 minutes there was some CG and maybe some characters or some background characters such as the robots are a bit CG, but besides that, those are the only CGs that I found in the series. But yo, if you guys enjoyed this video, pop your boy out, leave a like, subscribe, turn on notifications, and whether you're listening or watching this in the morning, afternoon, or evening, it's been your boy Roos or Mr. 36, and I'm out. Peace.